I'm Giorgio Chiellini and you are listening to Stevie and Ron. Bellissimo.
Guten Tag, one and all. You are listening to the award-winning FIFA 13 podcast. That's the game, FIFA 13, that won the award, and not the actual podcast. But we'll discover and indeed learn more about that a bit later on from the man known as the Mario Balotelli of gaming and with the physique to match. Yes, he's bulked up big time. Or it could just be because he's excited to work with me. It's Romilly Broad. Romilly, how the devil are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm all right, actually. Did you see some of the animated GIFs that were going on around Balotelli after that?
No, I didn't.
Just to digress slightly.
Animated GIFs? Brilliant.
Yeah, you know, where people kind of take the Balotelli, Incredible Hulk pose.
Yeah.
And then turn it into a load of different images and things. You didn't see that?
No, I didn't see anything. The one thing I did see that made me laugh after off the back of John Terry muscling in on Chelsea's Champions League celebration was when Italy knocked England out on penalties, Kel Surprise, someone superimposed John Terry with his arms aloft celebrating with the Italians. That did tickle me. That did tickle me. But was there anything of note that I missed out on when it comes to the Balotelli animated japery?
No, there's just a ton of images. I should put them all together and chuck them on Facebook or something. But it was, the pose he did with his arms in front of him.
Yeah, it was Romilly Broad-esque.
I've seen you
strike that pose so many times.
Well, that's my standard meeting pose.
Yeah, it is. People know not to mess with you because if they mess with you, they're messing with the best.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, there are images where people have cropped on tutus and things, so it looks like he's doing a ballet move. He's on a pogo stick in one of them. You know, there's a pushing a shopping cart or a pram. There's loads of them. It's absolutely brilliant. Go and look them up on Tinternet.
Okay, well, look, we're going to discuss Euro 2012 in depth in a little while. We're also going to discuss that exciting news that FIFA 13 has already won the praise of critics around the globe. All of that and more to come in a packed, pulsating, and dare I say it by the look of Romilly Broad, a primal podcast, because Romilly Broad will give us all the pre-order details for FIFA 13. Baby Lee, I hope you're running some music underneath this. It really, it helps with the menu, you know, really gives it a lift. Note to Baby Lee, run music under this bit. We'll be running through your highlights of Euro 2012. And there's some serious ones and not so serious as well. We're going to have a bit of fun there as well. That's basically the fun part of this podcast sandwich. You know, two slices of seriousness with a fun filling. Or is that something else I'm thinking of? And in the big shout, we ask, which player's stock do you think has increased the most after Euro 2012? All of that and more to come. But first of all, Romilly Broad, you and I have, and indeed the with the team here at the FIFA 13 podcast, well, essentially Baby Lee, and that ne'er-do-well Al, who looks like a beach bum. You do with a shave, really.
That's true.
And that a stint true. In the military. We basically asked for people's moments of FIFA, not FIFA, of Euro 2012, didn't we, Baby Lee? I'm looking at Baby Lee. He's saying, yes, we did. Good. Whilst he's dribbling. So, Rom, let's run through some of the highlights and the lowlights according to the FIFA 13 community of Euro 2012. Cue music.
So, first up, we've got, according to our friends on Facebook, the best piece of skill was Cassano setting just prior to setting up Balotelli against Germany. Although I disagree.
For the first goal.
Another option.
For the first goal against Germany.
I believe it was.
Yeah,
it was. I've got another option though. What do you think about this?
Mm-hmm.
Welbeck.
Yeah.
And his goal. Come on.
Didn't mean to do it. I'm convinced of it.
Did.
No. I've had this argument countless times with people. I am convinced that he didn't mean to do it.
Well, it's a fluke.
Granted, he was in the right place at the right time, but I mean, how often do you see goals scored like that with someone just going, I'll twist, I've just gone in? That's what you call
that. Is that the noise he made?
There's not even... It was the noise I made. I won't tell you what I was doing at the time. But there was... There's no... There's no name. There's no name for that move. So by definition then, the move doesn't actually exist, does it? It's just like, I'll try and get it in. Yep, I've done it. Well done. I'll try and make it look as though that was what I'm meant to do. I mean, granted,
I thought it looked really good.
Okay, well, anyway. The debate will rage on when it comes to that, anyway.
Right, moving on. Best beard, according to Facebook, Olaf Melberg.
Oh, beautiful.
Runners-up, not Serino and Alonso.
Well, I do like Alonso's. It's a fine piece of male plumage. I think it really is quite nice. I do like it. But you're right, Olaf Melberg, a deserving winner there.
Yeah, so he walked away with a prize. And best miss, Milner against France.
Yes. Yeah, I mean... Didn't really impress me, I have to say, Milner throughout the whole tournament. But I think in competition there, you've also got to look at the entire Italian side against England. How on earth did they not kill that game off sooner? How did it actually go to penalties? I do not know. Do you know when it came to the end of that game? I was there going, you know, within the 90 minutes. I was there. Just thinking, just shouting at the screen, saying to the Italian side, just kill us off. Why won't you? I was saying this to England. Why won't you die? I just couldn't believe it. They were the team that refused to die, not because of spirit or anything, just because the Italians were god-awful in front of goal. Anyway, more winners and losers here. Best hairdo. And it is, there was three people here. Gomez, Perlo, or Balotelli. Now, Baby Lee, does that mean there's a draw? Or we've got a... Well, okay, basically, we're undecided. So, Romilly Broad, you will have the casting vote. Our finalists for best hairdo are Gomez, Perlo, or Balotelli.
Gomez.
Really?
Without a shadow of a doubt, that hair is incredible. It's basically like he sculpts it out of melted Lego and then puts it on top of his head.
Special recognition, I think, for Perlo's hair. Because, let's be honest, he's a man in his late 30s. I don't know what that's like. I'll know when I get there.
He's actually a bit young. He's younger than you think, Perlo. He's younger than... He's
Baby Lee's just
than...
written down he's 33. Is he?
He is.
I tell you what, he looks actually... older than 33. Time's been hard on him. They said that Mediterranean diet's meant to be good for you. He looks as though he spent 30 years working down a coal mine. Well, I'll give him that anyway. For a man of a certain age in his 30s, that is an impressive head of hair. So, special recognition for him.
Do you know what? I may have been in a slightly strange frame of mind while watching the Spain-Italy final. Mm-hmm. But one thought that kept cropping up in my head watching that was whenever they did a close-up of Perlo, I thought, you should have a moustache, a really big one. A great big Hungarian handlebar. He would look fantastic. Do you know, his face was made for that.
I tell you, Rom, I'm serious when I say this. You should become a stylist. You have an eye for detail. You have an eye for fashion, for style. You know, that people don't see. You're right. Of course Perlo should have a moustache. A big, droopy kind of handlebar moustache. It would suit him down to the ground. It finishes off the whole thing. I mean, look, he looks he looks like a, well, you know, as though time's been pretty tough on him. Anyway, he looks pretty worn for a 33-year-old guy, athlete at that. I mean, finish it off, put the handlebar moustache there, and then he looks like a bandito.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also thought that he should probably play in a smoking jacket.
See,
just
now,
to cap off the look.
Can you
imagine? It would be
brilliant. Well, are you going for Luche Lothario or are you going for Bandito? This is where, you know, I'm getting mixed signals from you.
I think the former. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, look, there's a discussion there. Make a note, Baby Lee. That is a future big shout. Best celebration. And people want this one in the game, let me tell you. It is, of course, Balotelli's against Germany's.
As now, previously discussed, yeah.
I've got to say, when that went in, a goal was fantastic. But when it went in, he took his shirt off. I did think, oh no, why have you done that? I mean, it's a brilliant, brilliant image. It will be seen as a sort of iconic moment. But, you know, most referees lack any sense of humour. They lack any kind of discretion and they seem to want to play everything by the book, unless, of course, the ball has gone over the line and you're a Ukrainian you're feeling rather hard done by there. But I just thought the referee's not going to turn a blind eye to that.
No.
So I just thought, why even give them the ammunition? Anyway, look.
I've got a point to make on this, though, by the way.
Yeah.
Because obviously... We got a lot of comments when we put a picture of yeah. that on Facebook.
Yeah.
People said, yeah, put it in the game as a new celebration move, you know, and it could be a celebration move that gets you a yellow card, but you kind of take it on the chin and...
Right, fine.
But we can't. There's Why? No way. And there's two really good reasons for that. And I'm sorry to disappoint the world, but this is the truth. The first reason is, it's a yellow card offence. It's a deliberate breaking of the rules. And obviously we have a relationship with FIFA and they're not too keen on that. We can't introduce something into the game that is quite specifically a breaking of the rules. It would just be not on. But the bigger reason and the more important reason is that in order to create a celebration move that involves someone taking their shirt off, that means that we'd have to recreate every single player model in the entire game, because actually we don't have a naked torso in the game. I mean, why would we?
You're right. And if anyone's looked very closely for one, it's you.
I have. Yes. Yeah. No, I haven't. But the thing is, if we put the energy required into developing that celebration move, we'd probably have to commit weeks and months of development time to rebuilding all these player models. We'd have to cut something else, like, say, online or career mode or something. But that's the kind of scale we're talking about in terms of putting that in.
Could we not have that goal celebration but keep the shirt on? No, I'm serious. Right,
just the Hulk pose?
Yeah.
That's conceivable, I suppose, but I can't.
You know, run it past the dev team. You know the movers and shakers over there, Ron.
I'll have a word, see what they say.
Okay. Well, we've got a couple more nominations for moments from Euro 2012. Rom, do you want to run through those?
Best goal, Ibrahimovic. I think, you know, it was very good. The sort of bicycle-y kind of kung fu move thing, whatever it was. Balotelli's, I think, that we were just talking about. That's another contender
that would,
as well.
I would go for that one, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, we've got best kit. We've got Portugal's away kit, Holland's away kit, or just France. That's what Facebook came up with.
How did France? I'm not quite sure about that kit. Both Portugal and Holland, they're both black kits, aren't they? The away ones. I think the Dutch one looks great.
Yeah.
I think that looks great. Portugal one, didn't really see much of it, but
well, it was the white one with the big cross on it, wasn't it?
That's it. It's the white.
I thought
one.
I did quite like that. Thought that was quite.
It's not
standard.
The dark one. You're right. It's white. Yeah, didn't really do much for me. But the Dutch away kit, the dark one, is now almost just as famous as the orange. It looks really great. They look terrific. Obviously, you've got to have a certain physique to get away with it. I'm not saying, once a few people wear those on the terraces, you know, eating a few cheesy snacks and telling someone 20 years younger and a lot faster to get a move on, probably not going to work. But look, tons of nominations there, tons of talking points. We haven't got time to go through more. But what I will say is that if other people would like to forward, you know, maybe in the next week or so that we could talk about it in the next podcast. Any further nominations for Euro 2012, your highlights, your moments, your lowlights, you know, let us know. Rom, how do people get in contact?
They can do so on Facebook, which is EA Sports FIFA. More effectively, probably, in this context, is our Twitter account, which is at EA Sports FIFA.
Rom, have you got a highlight from Euro 2012 just as we bring this section to a close?
It's the tricky one, isn't it? Because it ended up being such a good tournament. I think the highlight for me is probably watching the England-Sweden game. I thought that was a brilliant game and I enjoyed it very much.
It was dramatic and, you know, if you were English, it would have shortened your life somewhat. Do you know what? I don't think this is going to go down too well with Baby Lee, but my highlight, Spain in the final. With passing.
They're boring.
With passing.
I don't actually think that.
Yeah, Baby Lee thinks that they're boring.
They're not boring.
With passing that was supernatural, frightening. How do they do that? I don't know. It's because they got a sixth sense. I see Spanish people. And they pass the ball. Amazing stuff. But that concludes our kind of run through, our dissection of Euro 2012. Up next, the news.
Hi there, everyone. I'm Martin Tyler, and you're listening to the EA Sports FIFA News with Stevie and Rob.
Okay, Rom, FIFA 13 is going to feature quite heavily in this week's news. So let's start with the pre-order details, because people want to get their hands on the game and they want to know how they go about it.
Well, I guess that varies depending on which country in the world you're in. So I will just talk about what the details are, but you can always go to our website, choose your appropriate country, and it will take you off to the right place to go and get the one that you want. So on one hand, you can go and get the FIFA 13 Ultimate Edition, which is similar to the one last year. And if you get that on pre-order, it means that when you get the game, you'll get 24 gold packs in Ultimate Team. So you'll get one gold pack a week for 24 weeks after the game comes out. That's one of them. That's probably worth having if you're into Ultimate Team. The other thing you can do is get the EA Sports Football Club pre-order offer. And that is, that's all about what's changing with EA Sports Football Club in FIFA 13 this year. And the biggest part of that is the introduction of something called Football Club Credits. So in FIFA 12, you'll know that you can get XP and you level up and all that sort of stuff. In FIFA 13, you'll be able to get that XP, but it translates into a form of currency that you can then redeem to unlock stuff in the game across all the different modes of the game. And if you get the EA Sports Football Club pre-order, you get 10,000 Football Club credits to kick you off. And just for a few examples of things that you can get in the game with those credits, you can unlock some special celebration moves. Not Balotelli, probably, but there'll be some other new ones that you can get. You can get some attribute boosts for your virtual pro if you're into clubs and stuff like that. You can even unlock an extra game in head-to-head seasons. Obviously, you only get a certain number of games per season. If you need one more game to get up to the next division, then you can use some of your credits to get yourself an extra game. Stuff like that. Anyway, it's going to be pretty useful. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can unlock with those credits. And finally, there is an Adidas All-Star team pre-order. So there's going to be a new All-Star team in the game that you can unlock via this route. That's 23 of the world's top Adidas players. So that includes people like Leo Messi, Benzema, Nani, guys like that. They're all in this team, which you can then go off and play in exhibition mode or whatever, a bit like the Classic 11 or those teams in the game. But most importantly, there'll be an exclusive kit with that Adidas team that you can then go and take into your club's games. So if you're a club's fan, this or the Football Club pre-order one is probably the way you want to go. Anyway, they're the three pre-order offers. And as I say, go to our website and you can find out where you can get that stuff.
Okay, Rom, well, thank you very much for that. Also, before we get on to something really meaty at the end, I want to know about this Virgin Gaming social tournament.
Yeah, so this is obviously Virgin Gaming is a company that we partner with to help us do to play games online for cash if you are over 18 and that's what you think you're good enough to do that. And there's plenty of people that go to that website and earn themselves quite a bit of coin doing that. You access that in the game through something called EA Sports Arena. And it's not just FIFA, it's a bunch of different EA Sports games. This Friday, so the 6th of July, they're doing a special Wheeze through their Facebook page, whereby if you go on there and get three of your friends to go on there as well, and you get a pin code. It means you can then go to the website and enter a tournament that's only three matches long, meaning you go there, and if you think you can win three games in a row, you're in the money. And what that does is put you into a draw for a final game that you can win $250. So basically, they're doing a thing from this Friday, and it'll probably run for about a month, whereby you can go to their Facebook page and get yourself into a tournament that involves only winning four games in a row for $250, which is probably not bad. If you're half good at the game, there's a very good chance you'll walk away with a bunch of loot. So there you go.
Now, talking of loot and awards, E3 lavished awards upon FIFA 13. A number of awards. I don't have them all in front of me. Apparently, FIFA 13 swept the board, Romley Broad. And I wonder, can you go through the awards that FIFA 13 won?
Yeah, do I...
Hold on. Thank you.
That's very good. So, FIFA got a load of awards, and that's always the tough thing to do, obviously. There's so many games on the show floor at E3. And it's especially difficult for a sports game, obviously, because they come out every year and they have to stand up against these games that have been in development for, God knows, 5 years or whatever. So it's especially pleasing that FIFA 13 picked up so many gongs. I shall run through them. We won the Best of E3 2012 award from Pop.com. Game One TV, which is a French website, we got the best sports game. Jeux Video, which is one of the biggest video game sites in the world. It's a French language one.
Bonjour.
We got this. thanks for that. We got the best sports game Reader's Choice Award from them. Neoseeker.com, we got Best of E3 winner. SpazioGames.it, which is a big games website in Italy. We got Bonjour. Best sports game there as well. T3, which people in the UK will know. We won the award for top Kinect game, actually. So, obviously, a lot more to come on the Kinect functionality in FIFA fairly soon. Gameblog.fr gave us the sports game award. GamingXP.de gave us the best sports game as well. Shortlist.com gave us the best sports game. Game Informer, best of show from them. G4TV, we got the best of E3 win there. IGN Best of E3, we got one of theirs as well. I don't need to introduce IGN. We got their Best Sports Game Award as well. And finally, Game Chronicles Best Sports Game of E3. That's a whole bunch of awards, but there is one award that we got that's more important than all of those.
What was it? The TV Quick Award?
that's the
one I'm after. That's the one I'm after.
No, we got... for the second year in a row, we got the Best of E3 Sports Game Award from the E3 Game Critics. And what that means is, that's not a website, that's not a publication. What that is 35 of the top video games publications in the world. So that basically includes a lot of the guys that I've just said, IGN, GameSpot, all that sort of stuff. 35 of those guys get together and they vote on their favourite games, their best games of E3 across a range of categories. And once more, FIFA 13 is the best sports game at E3.
Well, I mean, that sounds incredibly impressive, Rom. But, I mean, is it in kind of FIFA recent history? I mean, is it kind of unheard of for a FIFA to have swept the board with such a breadth of awards from so many different nations, so many different organisations in 1 year?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is quite unusual, although it's not that unusual because we did a similar thing last year with FIFA 12. So to keep that going is a great thing, especially for a sports game, as I say, that comes out every year. To have a bunch of wizened, old, jaded hacks from the games industry turn up and look at the sports games and then decide that they are ranking above all these other games that they might have seen at the show. It makes, I think, the dev team here at the studio incredibly happy and proud that they're able to make an impact like that at something like E3, because obviously the competition is so fierce when you've got all these brand new games that have been in development for many years finally being revealed and taking all the headlines. For something like FIFA to still rise to the top is quite a special thing. So I don't know. Maybe it doesn't mean too much to anyone else out there, but for the dev team, I know that it's a pretty meaningful and special thing. Yeah.
Well, especially, as you say, it's coming out every year and it's still able to pull off a few surprises, win awards and win plaudits from people, as you say, that have been there, seen it, done it year after year after year, these games journos. Was there anything wrong, I wonder, was there anything in particular, was there one kind of common thread that seemed to unify the praise that FIFA 13 garnered from these various games journalists and judges from around the world?
Well, I guess that there were two common themes. If you read the things that all these guys published around the time of the show, which obviously was, last month now as we're talking, but it was that one thing was how the code shaped up. Because obviously the beginning of June is really early still in the development cycle for the game. So it's kind of alpha code. It's the sort of thing that you're quite nervous about putting in front of people because there's still a whole bunch of stuff that you need to do to the game. So one of the most common comments was how well it played, given how early it was. And that's obviously because the people were just playing the gameplay. So they were playing single matches between two teams. It wasn't any of the modes and stuff that they were trying, which is where a lot of the work still has to go. But the gameplay stuff is largely in place. And that leads on to the second comment, which is the changes that have been made to the gameplay, which actually are quite risky, for want of a better word, and in the fact that they changed the game quite a lot, work really well. And that was another common thread, is that, you know, if you're going to change the core gameplay of your game, you better get it right. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be in trouble. But the comments were, actually, this is better. This is good. Especially first touch control. That was a real standout across all of these things.
Okay, well, the judges have had their say, and it won't be too long until the public have their say as well. But as ever, week by week, we'll keep you abreast of all the news as it develops, as we approach that release date for FIFA 13.
Absolutely. It's probably worth saying, of course, you don't have to believe us, and you don't have to believe any of these publications. The proof of the pudding will be in the eating and all that stuff. And if you want to get your hands on the game before it comes out, then Gamescom is where it's all at. That's in August. That's in Germany. If you can do anything to get there, then do. It's an open public event, unlike E3, which is obviously something you have to apply to be at and be accredited and all that. But Gamescom, totally public thing. Don't take our word for it. Keep an eye on what happens then.
Yes, you're right, Rom. From here on in, if the public want to get their hands on the game in the short term, all roads lead to Hamburg. Danke.
Or Cologne. They do. At which point you get stranded in some sort of weird truck stop and go fishing or something, but you're not going to
see
any
it's
video
Cologne,
games.
Not Hamburg. Yeah. Right. Well, actually,
there's very good fish
market
in Hamburg.
No, I'll tell you what. All roads could lead to Hamburg, and then maybe you stay over for a night and then thumb a lift to Cologne. It's not can't be that far, can it?
No, take in a San Paoli match while you're there.
Exactly.
Season should be starting.
Yeah, fantastic. Yep. Well, thanks for getting me out of that one, Rob. Cheers. That was pretty seamless. It was pretty good. Pretty good.
It's the chance for you to have your say in this week's Big Shout.
This week in the Big Shout, we are asking, based on the words of Mario Balotelli's agent, Mino Raiola, who said, if I had to pick a price tag, I'd say Balotelli is worth 200 million. That is off the back of Euro 2012. His agent, obviously a man who lives in the real world, says that Balotelli is worth 200 million off the back of Euro 2012. So we want to know which player's stock has risen after that tournament. Rom, I don't know if you've got any thoughts. We've got plenty here from the FIFA faithful who have submitted suggestions. But I don't know if you had to pick a player whose stock has gone through the roof, a la 200 million, who would you say?
I don't think anyone's gone up that far. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the transfer market now, of course, it's all said and done. But I think I'm just scraping my mind back to the group stages. But Blaszczykowski.
Yes. Yep.
From Poland. He was good. I think Arshavin didn't do himself any harm at all. He played Not all three of the group games, but certainly the first two, I thought he did really well.
Yeah, Russia started well and then kind of just fizzled out. It was a real shame. He could have had such a great tournament had the team progressed.
And what's the Danish guy? Kern Deli? I'm not quite sure how you say his name, but...